story today.
Big day in the world of Taylor Swift. Everybody's celebrating.
Big day. She dropped an album at midnight, and then at 2 a.m., she told everybody it's actually a double album.
Yay!
31 tracks. Amazing. Remember we used to do this?
Talking about Taylor.
Yes. That was before the real Taylor Swift boom. It's almost hard to remember what Taylor Swift's status was before this concert boom, the Eras concert tour.
Right.
Because that is when it went stratospheric.
Yeah. This last tour has just been a monster for her. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You're like my best friend.
Donna, you know what? Like, of all the coworkers I've ever had, like, I feel like you are the only one named Donna,
Thank you.
Anyway, Mike's a big Swiftie, so yes. I texted him earlier and I was like, take us on a tour here. He's listened to every track at this point, I would believe.
All of the first 16, I have actually only dug into a few in the second 15 or 12, whatever it is. 12,
okay.
14, 15.
And I wonder, my simple brain is like, are the best 16 on the first one? And then she's like, here are extras that didn't make the first cut. But what has stood out to you so far this morning, Mike?
What I will say, and I was talking to Brittany about this, she kind of agreed. I feel like the attitude of this album is very much like Reputation, where like I'm just going to burn bridges. I'm going to call out everybody. I'm going to say and spill all the tea I want to spill, and I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. And she's got that attitude, but it's also the first time we've had a true start to finish, at least for the first 16 songs, start to finish breakup album. Like, Taylor always was pigeonholed as like, okay, whoever she's in a relationship with, she's going to have a breakup album because that's coming. Well, we haven't actually had a full breakup album. We had songs. We haven't had a full breakup album since Red. And so this kind of feels like a little bit of a hybrid between the attitude she has and Reputation mixed with a full album of breakup songs like in Red. She's a little more mature. It's not as much of like high school drama breaking up with you. It's more like I realize I was enabling a lot of this behavior that you were doing to me, and now this is how I am not going to allow it to affect me anymore. A little more mature approach to breakup.
Sure, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I feel bad for?
Who's that?
Pearl Jam.
They also have a new album out today. Pearl Jam has a new album out today. I only heard a little snippet what they had released on Instagram the other day, sort of like teasing up to it. And, you know, it was cool.
The one song we haven't listened to yet is the actual single from this album.
Yes.
So I think we should give Fortnite a listen.
Okay.
This is the one with Post Malone, and it's the number one song on the album. And again, it's going to be the first single off of this album. Let's pick it up in the middle of it.
Okay.
So there you go. That's going to be the lead single from this album.
I don't know if Post gets any solo run.
He does towards the end.
He does toward the end. I don't know if it's like language safe, but let me hear a little. He has such a cool sound. I know there's a lot of auto-tune stuff happening, but just in terms of the finished product that we get from him, I do really like it. And he's got a cool vibe. Listen, I think that's a cool song. Donna, I think you made a really interesting point earlier when you said that it had some Lana Del Rey vibes.
Yeah.
And Taylor brought Lana up at one of the award shows at the Grammys, I think.
That's right, yep.
And so I think there's certainly some cross-pollinating there, just of style or inspiration that is happening. I like that sound. That's driving music to me. You know, you're on an open road for a while.
Yeah.
And it's sort of got that vibe. I wonder a little bit if on the whole, the album is lacking a little energy. What it makes up for in, though, like, you know, sort of a dreamy melody, which sounds really good, but I'm thinking of it in terms of a concert. But then as I think about it, I talk myself out of my critique because I imagine an arena or a stadium full of Swifties, and they're all singing at full throat, which brings energy to what might otherwise feel like a chill song.
It's sleepy.
And you don't mean that as a criticism or just as a description?
No, it's just a sleepy song. I mean, a sleepy album, as in, you know, if you're taking a bath and having a glass of wine.
Donna, want bath.
Also, I did not hear this part because I was listening on Spotify on my way in, and so it bounces around. Is there something with Stevie Nicks? I'm seeing on USA Today that she opens, like, with, it's like bookended with...
I think that might be for one of the exclusive releases, like the Target release or some other release. It's a specialty release. It's not on Spotify or any of those listening.
Oh.
I think that's one of them that you specifically have to get.
Okay.
Either on the website or from a different spot.
Okay, because I was seeing that.
She didn't become a billionaire by accident.
It says his book ended with a prologue, a poem by Stevie Nicks, and an epilogue.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any of that on the Spotify song. So
boo!
I think that's just another add-on.
Dang it.
In Florida, she has a duet with Florence Welch.
Yeah, we listened to that. Mike and I did. I like that.
I can go to the Florence and the Machine part. There's just one. I think there's only one swear, and I think I know where it's at, so I can dodge it if you want to hear a little bit of that.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay, here we go. I might have to dump part of it.
It's 11-11, make a wish.
Okay.
All right, they're about to have a big swear there, so let me move ahead a little bit. But that's the one we heard before where it goes into the Florida.
It's funny, the Miami Herald has a headline today. What's the Florida mystery in Taylor Swift's just-released album? Let us unravel it. They're trying to figure out Florida. Florida comes up a couple different times. Even in Fortnite, yep. Post Malone mentioned Florida. You know, go to Florida, buy you a new car. I think this is going to do
maybe
big things for Florida.
Maybe she has a place in Florida.
Donna, when you, like, Florida. Put on your thinking cap and just break it down and add another layer to the Taylor experience, I just feel, like, really appreciative of that.
Thank you. We got to go.
Okay.
You dork.
What's next?
We're going to do a study. I've got five things that your date immediately notices about you.
Okay.
We'll break it down when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Hey, guys. You know what? If you are looking to add a fireplace to your home, or perhaps you want to switch out an existing fireplace, you got to do yourself a favor. Make sure Energy Savers Fireplaces is on your radar. Now, you can stop into their showroom. They can also come to your home and give you a free in-home estimate. Or if you just want to play around first, go to their website, EnergySaversFireplaces.com, and then use some of those online tools that they have to help you visualize the fireplace of your dreams in your own home. No project is too big or too small. They are a local family-owned business. They've got exceptional customer service. They've got all 5-star reviews. They are absolutely amazing. Again, go to EnergySaversFireplaces.com, or you could stop by their showroom, your complete fireplace store. They're family owned and operated since 1976, and they are located just off of Highway 36 in Oakdale.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hey, Donna. Hey, Steve. By the way, an emailer earlier, we've asked for your random emails all day. I like it. She just signed off and she said, I wear a size 5 shoe.
Thank you.
And I thought that was nice. What size shoe are you, Donna, in case I ever want to buy you pumps?
9, thank you.
9?
Yes.
Whoa.
Is that big?
Not if that's the wrong way to describe a woman's foot in 2024.
It's a larger foot. It's no 10.
Do you shop in the ogre section?
Whoa.
That's just really unkind and very much expected.
Is 9, I don't know. It feels like a big number for a female foot.
I think it's a very common number.
Oh, is that right?
Hey, I don't know. Maybe Mike could find out for us what the most common ladies.
I'm sure he'd love to do that. Mike must leave here at the end of the day when his other parents come in, Bradley and Dawn, and think finally some normalcy.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure Holly is like running for her life.
If someone said, do you think Holly, if you had to choose that Holly either loves working that hour with you guys or hates it, and those are your only two choices, I am all in on hate.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not a huge fan of stupidity. She's like an Ivy Leaguer, you know?
She's got a freaking project management certificate that she just got. I mean, if that's not an active sign of someone trying to find new work, right? I mean, she's getting to the point where she's like, I'm too smart here. These imbeciles on every show.
Well, I love you guys, but let me give you the size. 8.5 to 9 is the average size shoe for a woman.
See, okay. Stuff. Thank you, Mike.
No problem.
I got an email from Stacia. You guys are giving me life today. Thank you. From someone who works in Excel spreadsheets all day.
Oh, that sounds
Thank
terrible.
Thank you, Stacia, for doing that.
You sure it's not Stacia?
Stacia. You would have gone Stacia?
I'm not sure. Annika. Oh. Annika. I don't know.
Donna said, or Kaylee said, thanks a lot. I'm now singing Beauty and the Beast on a loop and will likely be in my head all weekend.
Sorry.
Also, my favorite Donna and Steve isms, Baby Buddy Boo, the fly that Donna named.
Frankie.
Drunk Donna and Stoner Steve, the original iteration of Slow Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general, anytime Donna gives us any personal information about her life and Steve just listens in shock. You have a CMA award, she says. That's true. Donna has a CMA.
I do. Thank you.
Did you win it in a raffle? How did you get it?
Oh,
Donna!
Really?
What are you saying?
Oh, hi, I'm Steve.
Just saying.
I have an award in stupidity.
Hey, Donna! You know, I've never won an award. I'll hold for shock.
Steve, I'm not surprised whatsoever.
But do you know that TV people, I'm sorry, but they have to submit that they want to be considered for an Emmy. And that feels, what's the word? Hang on. It's coming to me.
All right, go ahead.
A little thirsty. Stop. Just a little thirsty.
I think you have to... Not necessarily campaign, but everybody submits. The Oscars are submitted to the Academy
for consideration. I think you want your boss to come to you and say, guys, hey, I want to submit you for an Emmy, as opposed to me just being so tickled with my own work that I put a little sizzle reel together and submit myself. It just feels a little... You know, book it, personal pan pizza, you want your pin.
I see where you're coming from. I really do.
Do you see it, though?
I mean, you have to submit for everything. You want to get into a college? Guess what you're doing? Submitting! And then you get chosen. And if you don't get chosen, better luck next time.
I know, there's just something about it. I just feel like it's best. I would never submit us. I'd never be like, oh, wow, we sound so good. I want to go submit us so that maybe someone will recognize us as the best in some category. If the bosses want to do it, that feels better.
Yeah.
It just feels a little.
They don't want to do the work, though. They don't want to put the. Okay. All right.
Donna, that's Radio Foley. I'm drinking a Coke Zero. Sue me. Zero sugar.
We just got an email from Donna.
Oh, there are very few of them roaming the earth.
It's really true these days. I think your show should take over for Loj when they retire. More people need to be exposed to you too.
Exposed? Like we're some form of therapy.
Of course, wouldn't Exposure want anyone therapy. To miss you on the 9 to 12 slot. So maybe back to back? Huh. I don't know, Donna. Great name.
Do you regret reading that one?
A little bit.
I don't know if we're afternoon material.
No.
We're imbeciles. But then again, those two, you know, I say it with love and respect. It's not like any of these shows on the air are like listening to a master class. We're all idiots in our own rights.
May I suggest you speak for yourself?
Rachel says, my shoe size is 7. I thought I was average. Huh, you are below average, Rachel.
Well, okay, I wouldn't say that.
Or a smaller than average foot is what I should say.
There you go.
Every time Steve says, on the whole, I am reminded of Dr. Evil.
What does this mean? And sorry, I was supposed to be doing a study right now.
Yeah, guys, Google it. You'll find
what?
It out.
Yeah, you know what?
We're people just notice your face, how you smell, your cleanliness.
Steve, there are people who wouldn't miss an entire Neil Young concert.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That person, what do they mean?
It's Donna.
Here's a question from Carissa via email on Random Email Friday. Why do you always say it's 11:11 make a wish right when it changes to 11:12? We need more time.
we're trying to get it at 11:11:11 seconds, you know.
Yeah. Donna, that email that you sent had to do with something that when you were out, it does. Don't worry about it.
Oh, did I go that far back?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Friends, it is us. We are here, and you are there.
I'm going to tell you what 5 things your date immediately notices about you. Okay.
All right, we got 30 seconds. Go.
Here we go. Number 1, your body language. Number 2, your facial expressions. Number 3, your grooming and your hygiene. Number 4, your outfit. And number 5, your manners and how you treat your server. Thank you. Good night.
Do you think people named Gene get that joke a lot? Hi, Gene.
Yes, I do.
We'll do a slow jam when we come back. Don and Steve, stay there.
Hey there, it is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. You guys have been hearing me talk about MNFatLoss.com for about a year now. Because it was about a year ago when I had spring break. And I said, this is going to be the last week of me eating foods that I know are making me chubby. I look in the mirror, I don't like that guy. I look at pictures, I don't want to look like that. I'm going to take this spring break and I'm going to make changes when I get back. And that's what I did. And I lost about 25-30 pounds in just 2 months. That's how long the reduction phase is with MNFatLoss.com. You still get to eat good food. You don't have to eat prepackaged meals. You don't have to do any surgeries. You don't have to take any weird drugs. And you can watch the pounds come off. And then, hey, a year later, I'm looking at those pounds staying off. If you want to try MNFatLoss.com and get the time-tested methods from the doctor and his team, go call him. Say Rocco. You'll save $200.
Good morning and welcome back to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. And look who's here.
Hey, Rocco.
This guy again.
What's up, Rocco?
Who invited him?
There's something wrong with Rocco.
What do you want, Rocco?
What time is it?
It's Rocco Clock.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear me on Jason this morning?
No, you were on the big show.
We missed it.
We beat him like 8-1. It was
Oh, really? Who were you teamed up with?
Holly's boyfriend, Chip. One question. That's right. They got married.
Yeah.
We weren't invited. It was one of those secret things.
Yeah, it was like at the courthouse.
That's right.
Listen, we're always happy to be not invited to things.
Absolutely.
We missed one question. And it was for the band Papa Roach, and I'm not even mad about it.
Can you
cut
tell
my
us
life into pieces?
What some of the questions were like that?
So it was funny. It was the theme was 420, and so I spent the night like researching all the stoner songs. Pink Floyd, Bob Marley. Movies, Friday, Half Baked. You know, Big Lebowski. Yeah, yeah. And it turned out it was all kind of wordplay on grass and Mary Jane and stuff like that. It described a shoe, like it has a closed toe, rounded toe with a buckle. And I was Mary Jane, right.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was fun. It was fun to win.
I like the name Mary Jane. It's cute.
It's not too late, Donna. You could adopt a child.
All right.
Oh, adoption.org. That'd be nice.
How about a dog?
Okay, fine.
Named Mary Jane.
Yeah, you can do that.
Aw, thanks.
Rocco's probably super jazzed because he's a freaking pothead.
I
know. It's like Christmas Eve for him today.
Not really. You know,
did you hear us talking
legal
about you earlier, Rocco?
No.
We were talking about one thing we noticed about you. We joke that you're like Lava Lamp Rocco, you know, and you'd be into that. And you're right. It's becoming legal. In 5 years, it's going to be legal everywhere. And I have always maintained, you know, I don't know, side by side, I got a feeling alcohol does a whole lot more damage to our society than weed probably does.
That's what they say.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Donna's eerily silent on this topic.
Spoken like a true stoner.
No, but you know what I mean? I mean, people don't get aggressive and mean and start punching people.
I mean, I guess that's still a possibility.
Yeah, but I bet it's a lot lower.
Yeah, I bet. Right?
You know, anyway, but here's what we noticed about you, Rocco.
Yes.
We've never seen you, in all the years we've known you, we've never seen you come into a room like, oh my gosh, did you hear about this? That you're always like very just, like I'm just cool, calm, and collected. Hey, yeah, you want to come down and we record a thing in my office?
That was probably me back in my, you know, teens and 20s. And then I'm just, you know, I'm just mellowed with age, man.
Bro, and people were feeling it.
Yeah. Did you have, like, speaking of people hyped up on stuff, did you have Brittany talk about the new Taylor today?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. She almost, I think you could say, needs needs help.
Yeah. I would say yes. I mean, because isn't this like the fourth straight kind of laid back Taylor album that litigates old relationships?
Yeah,
but we like the sound of it. The vibe of the Taylor album is cool, but it is sleepy.
Yeah,
it says a sleepy.
You know, I've tried. It's fine. It's not for me. I've also, in my mellowing with age, I've learned not to be a hater and be like, that sucks. Taylor sucks.
I think people are afraid to criticize it.
I know.
Even the critics are like, nobody has anything but anything to say other than it's brilliant.
Because their Twitter mentions will be destroyed by Swifties for the rest of their life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So don't.
Yeah, there is a real, you know, giant cult that we're working against.
Yes, that is very true.
It's tough to be just a casual fan.
Well, speaking of drugs and alcohol, we used to have a segment on this show called Drunk Don and Stoner Steve. It all started when somebody accidentally slowed you guys down while listening to a podcast. It sounded funny. We played it back. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it morphed into a segment called Slow Jam.
Yeah.
I've got one today that for some reason is called Toilet Feet. And here it goes.
That's right, we're going to slow things down. For the lovers out there, this is the Donna and Steve Slow Jam.
I had never before 2 days ago seen me naked in profile sitting on a toilet. I want to let you know that if you have someone in your life who is too prideful or thinks so wee too much of themselves, have them sit naked on a toilet. You're not getting any posture points when you're on the pot. I'm leaning forward and I looked over and I was like, who's that fat naked man and how did he get into my room? And then I was like, but his hair is amazing. That's me!
I noticed something about myself this morning that I'm going to ask you about off the air.
This is like when Donna texted me yesterday and said, do you want me to send you a picture of my belly fat?
That's right.
And we were like, maybe she makes this a game. She just takes a picture and it's like, what do you think this is?
Is this like the weenus skin, like the elbow? It is.
It's, you know.
It is. And it looks bad.
Third fold.
Anyway, it looks fine if I pull my arm to
at your
You want to see it?
No, I don't. I really feel I Look think I'm it. Comfortable oh, with
is
your
that
armpits.
Vulnerable? It's like wearing open-toed shoes at work.
No.
Yeah, to me, toes are private. You only get to see that if I'm naked.
They aren't a good part of your body. And these people who have foot things, I don't even know.
What are foot things?
Like that they're attracted to feet and they're really hyper focused. On feet. I just can't.
Intimate. That's the word. It's like seeing someone with their zipper down. Especially a man.
Oh.
I can't handle man feet.
Donna.
In your feet. Always look a little damp.
Are you saying that of my feet?
Yes, respectfully.
Oh, yeah. That was the Donna and Steve slow
jam. Like a piece of salami.
Do they really look... I remember I was in the room with Steve's feet when we made that movie.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
That was when you guys saw them. That's when you were talking about him. I was in a hospital gown. Bobby Jensen was like, hello, I'm your doctor. Wake up, will you? And we're like, Bobby, those aren't the lines. Hey, will you just forget about it? Go again.
I remember that.
Bobby Jensen came in. Your gardening softy. He's just a garden gnome that everybody loves on Saturday mornings. But understand this. He was for sure in the mafia at some point. He comes in to this short film that we were doing for Project Down and Dirty. And I mean, the director is like, hey, let's try to read the line here again. He's like, no, I know it. Just leave. Go again. Here we go.
And then he'd flub it again.
Flub it again. But then we got progressively more afraid to say anything to him. He was the butt doctor. That's what it said on his name tag.
I just said butt doctor.
That was such a great movie.
Yeah.
That was so fun. Bobby was awesome in that.
And then
after Bobby left, I had to do some pickup shots. Then the director had to start talking like Bobby.
Well, Steve, your records came back.
Oh, that's right.
And it was just very...
Oh, my God. Okay, Rachel wants to know, and I was going to share a story. She said, do you guys not wear sandals in the summer? I agree, toes aren't great, but as long as you groom them, then please enjoy sandals in the summer. No, I've never worn sandals in my life.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
What? I just stopped wearing them a couple years ago because my bunion finally did get to me where I was like, this needs to be hidden. But you've never worn them?
Maybe like if I were going on a beach or something.
Would you show us like your feet right now? Or are you comfortable just...
No, absolutely not. That's private.
Okay.
I'd rather show you my butt.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me speak on behalf of all of us. We'd rather see your feet.
Yeah, I think I cut out a line where you said the only people that get to see your feet are, you know, people that see you naked.
Yeah.
No, that was in there.
That was in there.
Oh,
that
was in there.
Yeah. It's just like, no, that's like private.
I have a couple.
I've seen man toes with like little black hairs hanging off of them. So gross.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a guy once and he wore sandals on the date. I never went out with him again.
So everything about the guy could be the same, but then you see that he has Tevas on.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm like, unless you're a Franciscan friar, I don't need to be seeing that.
Is that what they wear? I guess so, huh?
I think so. They wear sandals a lot.
I'm going to look that up right now.
That'd be a good warm-up thing to say, Franciscan friar footwear.
Ooh,
Franciscan
I like it.
Friar footwear.
The poor and humble lifestyle of monks and friars reflected into a modest clothing, simple robes, and only sandals to protect their feet. And so it still is today with modern friars. Donna, you should go on that dating website, friarsonly.com.
Yeah. And if you don't like men's feet, I wouldn't Google that phrase, Franciscan Friars Footwear.
Okay.
And it's a lot of old man feet.
Oh, man. Ah, see what I did?
Everybody's got feet, though, right? We all got our feet.
Yeah, we've all got it.
Rocco, do you wear sandals?
Every now and then. I'm against, like, thong sandals, where you got the thing between your big toe and second toe. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
I like a just wide open toe, whatever you call that.
Yeah, like more like a slide or a Birkenstock.
Something like that, yeah.
So ugly.
Yeah, you seem like a Birkenstock kind of guy.
Yeah, you kind of do.
A kind
of. More of a Hey Dude guy. Have you ever bought those casual shoes at DSW?
No, but are they like non-profit?
Dude. I don't know. No, I think they're full profit.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, they're decent.
Those are cool.
Yeah, those are kind of become my summer shoe.
Oh, I want to get some of those.
See? Hey Dude.
Hey, dude.
The Timberwolves playoff series kicks off tomorrow, Rocco. How do you feel about the T-Wolves against the Suns?
I do not feel good about them. I was at the game Sunday when they played the Phoenix Suns, and they might be a better team than we are.
Hmm.
But, you know, anything can happen. Tomorrow, 2:30.
No doubt.
If there's a game 7, I have tickets to that. So there you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much did that set you back?
Oh, wow. It was to sit in the upper deck is like $150 a seat plus fees.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that like a typical NBA
game?
No,
they jumped that up for playoffs.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm a season ticket holder. And, I split it with like 6 people. So
oh,
I go
that's
to about
nice.
5-6 games a
that
year.
That is really cool.
Yeah. So, but still, even as a member, if we wanted to buy extra seats, upper deck, second row in the upper deck was $166 a seat.
Wow.
Man.
Yowzers. Good
Yowzers. What a world.
Goodbye.
Oh, he's leaving? He goes back into his little clock where he lives. that is Rocco Clocko.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. when we come back, we will do one last final look here into the email bag, and then we'll wrap things up and get the heck out of here. It's Donna and Steve, a Friday edition on My Talk.
Hey, thanks, cool guy. This is another cool guy, Rocco, for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. Is it odd that, you know, every day at this time when we're having a bunch of wacky fun on the show that I sort of bring it down and talk about end-of-life stuff? Sure, it's not a conversation that everybody is comfortable having. But let me tell you something. I have had that conversation with both of my parents, and they've both told me that they would like to have a simple cremation when it's their time. And in fact, my mom, I think as you all know, has prepaid and pre-planned for a simple cremation at Crescent Tide. Why? Because she heard on this very radio program that Crescent Tide is not in the full service funeral business. They don't do like the stuffy funeral home, formal type situation. They like to keep things simple. Simple cremations, simple customizable cremations start at just $1,000. And I think if you look at their Google reviews, which are pretty great across the board, you'll see that that is the best price around. Check them out today. It's My Talk keyword, cremation.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve experience on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment.
Mamacita! You get that Friday party vibe, right, Donna?
Oh, you know it, buddy. I'm getting ready for the big climb tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. To benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's going to be great.
You and Maddie B from TV are going to be teaming
yes,
up. Yes. Will you be climbing together?
Well, Matt has some duties.
Okay, duty.
He has some announcing duties. Okay. So I have a feeling he's going to get off the hook.
He's going to get off easy for sure.
Yeah.
Well done, Matt.
So I'm going to try to get there a little early and do some stretching. That's the end of my story.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but you could still donate and I think you could still join. Just go to mytalk1071.com and use keyword climb.
Where is it happening?
U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you, Donna. That's
Thanks,
great.
Thanks, Steve. We do have an email here from Jana. Jana.
Bye.
I don't have anything funny to tell you. So okay. I was going to send a cute video of my cat, Elsie. Can't figure out how to attach the video. So now it's just a random thought I'm sending.
Oh, Jana. Thank you, Jana.
Love you guys. Laugh out loud every day. Oh, that's sweet. Thanks, Jana.
Benjamin is a thong sandal guy. He's all into that. He's cool with it.
I think I'd rather the thong than the Jesus sandal.
Your ongoing war against Jesus has to stop.
Stop.
What's that? What do you mean? Like a leathery...
with buckles and stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah. Looks like a lot. Well, you're trying to slide in and get on with your day.
Yeah. And I also don't like Birkenstocks. I bet they're really comfortable, but they look really comfortable, you know.
I have flat feet, guys, okay?
Oh,
I have descended arches, and so pretty much no shoes are comfortable. I just rate them on which is less painful.
I see.
Steve, we didn't know you were struggling like this. Yeah, I guess I'm finally talking about it.
Steve, do you have to wear a soft shoe because of your bunion?
My bunion, and I have two corns. Maybe a planner's wart. I don't know. I think I might have to go to the podiatrist.
I think it's
I watched
time.
A corn removal on TikTok the other night, and I was like, oh, me can't look away.
Well, just go get those little corn pad things.
I did, Dr. but Scholl's. Something weird happened last time
my
I did it.
It's just so grossed out right now.
I'm fine.
I don't know. You looked a little yeah. white.
Dry heavy. Oh.
Yeah.
It was not a good supportive face. It was like, oh. That's how I would describe it. I watched... I used a corn pad remover recently, and it like made my foot orange for days because of the heavy medication. It was weird. So I might have to go to a podiatrist. Sharon sent in a random email, 13 and P.
That's her favorite number and letter.
Let's see here. That's we just funny, got Sharon. This toes. Steve, you need to see this post on Instagram regarding toes. Maybe you could work your bunion into something like this. It's hilarious. Tried to send you the post through Insta, but it wouldn't allow it. Love the show. If the link does not work, just look up Confessions of a Funeral Director on Instagram. What is going on out there?
What does that mean? Confessions of a Funeral Director.
Krista sends this email, the title thong, 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 thong. She said, Cisco's niece lives next door to me.
Oh, that's fun.
That's cool.
Is that that's our Farmington Krista there. See, we know you guys.
Steve, please have some split pea soup. Stop giving in. It's great. I think you mean start giving in.
I mean, it's the best of all the soups.
This is wonderful.
I am tired.
tomorrow morning, I'm going to be emceeing an event that I've done before called Arise with the Guys. I do that at...
Oh, fun.
At Grace Church. So me and Dave Bergman, former Care 11 guy, we'll be doing that. Tony Dungy comes in, and it's kind of like the intersection of faith and sports and conversation. So we're going to have Tony Dungy's going to be there. David Tyree, who famously made the helmet catch for the New York Giants, he'll be there. Minnesota Viking CJ Ham is going to be there. Our buddy Paul Allen will be there as well. Not Hamish Bowles. Don't say this. Donna.
Why are you telling us this if
Tanner
we can't
Morgan?
Go?
I don't know. I thought we were just doing like a little... Well, no, people can go. Anybody can go. You buy your tickets. Arise with the Guys. Yeah.
Do you have to be...
It is a dude event. Sorry.
Oh,
it is a dude event.
Oh, that's not sexist at all.
Donna, what if it was a women's event? You'd be like, oh, yes, thanks, Barbie.
What was that? What's that big event, that big faith event that would happen at like stadiums?
Promise Keepers.
Promise Keepers.
Remember that was like big back in the 90s.
Yes. Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
All right, I want to call and ask what the soup is now.
Come down for moose soup after!
It's always a surprise.
Oh no, it's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh no, it can't be.
If you're hungry, soup,
soup,
so down
to the cafe.
Since it is big.
Soup of the day.
I hope it's split pea soup.
Split pea is garbage.
Well, this dead air brought to you
there
by the
go.
Letter J.
Oh,
okay. All right, here we go.
Dead Air Donna.
Cafeteria, this is Brian.
What up, Big B?
What up?
Man, a little chilly out there, right, bro?
Yeah.
Man, what's up with that breeze, huh, bro?
It's snowing.
That's garbage.
Real garbage.
It's hot April 19th. Garbage. Speaking of hot garbage, what's the soup of the day? I'm sorry. What's the soup
I got
of
a hearty beef stew.
Oh, perfect for a day like today.
Weird how that works, huh?
Nice. It's almost like you work with meteorologists and know what the weather's going to be.
You have to stare at the screen 24 hours a day. My God.
It's on a loop, this poor guy. All right, we love you, Brian.
Yeah, bye.
We have
all
to
right,
go.
Bye. All right. And I'm Donna Valentine.
Hey, Donna. Thank you, Mike. Bradley and Donna next. Have
Donna
a great weekend.
Wadley.